Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on the site. There's no escape from the talk of how the newest generation of workers, the digital generation, as some have coined it, will change the way companies use enterprise software. Software needs to be easy and more fun, and as one SAP executive put it, more Google-like. In that light, we'll discuss SAP's Web 2.0 strategy with Zia Yusuf and Mark Yolton. Zia is executive vice president of the company's global ecosystem and partner group, and drives much of the vendor's effort around utilizing social media tools for its own product development and bringing Web 2.0 technologies to customers. Yolton is senior vice president for SAP Community Networks. We'll talk with Zia and Mark about SAP's internal Web 2.0 strategy, discussing how SAP uses tools like Twitter and Facebook in its own product development and customer outreach. We'll also discuss SAP's plans for incorporating tools like Twitter and Facebook into its own software.
Just as a quick introduction, this is Zia Yusuf. I head the ecosystem and partner group at SAP, and I'm joined by my colleague Mark Yolton, who heads the community network activities and is driving many of the topics that you just questioned.
How specifically are you folks leveraging Facebook and Twitter and YouTube? Can you give me some specific examples of what you're doing with it and how it's helping you better connect with your customers and develop products?
Sure. For example, on Facebook, one of the things that we do for our communities of individuals, specifically the more technology-oriented folks in our ecosystem, is that we hold a series of events every year called SAP Tech Ed. We have, of course, SAP Tech Ed pages and fan pages on Facebook so that people can keep up with what is the latest. For example, earlier this week, registration went live for our Phoenix and our Vienna events. And through the Facebook pages, the members of our community were alerted. Another example would be when we do blog within our communities, and we have almost 5,000 people who are authorized to blog within our community. Two-thirds of those people are not SAP employees. They're customers and partners and thought leaders. But every time one of those people blogs, a tweet goes out over Twitter to anybody who's subscribed to the SAP Community Network, and they're notified of a blog. On LinkedIn, we're doing some active work with LinkedIn right now, and one of our hopes is to be able to show SAP Community Network status in their LinkedIn profile, so that if you are a top contributor to our communities, if you're known as an expert in a certain area, maybe it's portal or the HR management or some area of ERP or master data management, that reputation would follow you not just within our community but also on your public profile in LinkedIn, so that as a hiring manager is considering your interest in joining their company, they will see that you really do have expertise, and it's expertise that's demonstrated within the SAP community.
So overall, what would you say is the key to your success, specifically around efforts that have been particularly successful, like SDN and BPX?
So I think first of all is very importantly an internal recognition in SAP and SAP's leadership at the board level and so on, three and a half years ago, that opened up the gate for Mark and myself and others involved in this effort to really go out there and honestly expose SAP into uncharted territory to leverage all of these new capabilities. The second one, I believe, is that we really listened to the voice of the community, per se. We are continuously trying to improve the experience on the communities. We make changes on our policies and procedures. We try and ensure that we truly understand what an individual wants from that community. Third, I would say, is, and honestly, it's having a team on our side that consists of individuals who understand what's happening in the social media world, understand and keep up with all of the latest capabilities, and we're able to bring those things into this and combine those individuals with other people that really understood SAP's business and how this can help our customers and partners. So this is, again, bridging that gap between the consumer social piece and the enterprise piece. So that was the third thing. And I think the fourth one was the speed of innovation, if you will, and the connectivity to the rest of the ecosystem. This is not just a community strategy in isolation. It is a community strategy that's embedded into everything that we're doing from an ecosystem perspective, which in of itself has been very innovative. And that ecosystem effort is within the context of the overall corporate strategy of SAP.
All right, let's shift to how these Web 2.0 tools will, you'll start to fit some of these Web 2.0 technologies into the software that SAP sells. What are some of the ways that SAP plans to integrate some of these Web 2.0 tools into its software? When can customers expect to see some of it? And are there plans to tie in tools like Twitter and Facebook the way Salesforce.com and other vendors like that are doing?
Yeah, so look, I think there's there are certainly plans to do that. The question, I wouldn't be able to comment on the timing right now because we're looking at various social networking capabilities on our business objects platforms, which some of these we already include. We're looking them at and on our by design product, which is the on-demand product. I think the question that still needs to be answered, honestly, is what are the scenarios and what are the context in which you can leverage these capabilities to really run your business? Okay. Integrating Facebook, so we do that today. I mean, you can go from an SAP application and take certain content from Facebook. We obviously include it in our communities and so on. But that's kind of table stakes, if you will. The interesting question becomes is there a scenario, I mean, Twitter is used, for example, pretty effectively in a first responder type situation. Some disaster happens. The Twitter stream starts, it provides real-time interesting information for the people involved in this. Is there a way to capture that information back into an enterprise system so decision-making can be enhanced? Is there a mechanism by which a Twitter feed can go into a CRM system as you leave a customer and you can include certain information in there? We're doing a lot on the mobility side with our partners like RIM and Sybase and others, which leverage some of these capabilities. So I would say that given the experience of these social networking capabilities on the ecosystem side and the community side, we're looking at a whole range of scenarios. But you really have to look at it, in my view, from a scenario perspective. And you have to get to the second and third level of detail, is what is a type of business scenario in which this kind of a capability works. We have other collaborative platforms that we've built or are building that leverage, I mean, we have internally, we're using, you know, things like Jive and those products in our products as well. We're using a company called CubeTree, which is kind of your internal Facebook, if you will, extensively. So we're playing around with a range of those things, but in my view, I don't know, Mark, if you...
Yeah, and to that end, I would just describe it a little bit more to say, in the normal workday of knowledge workers, applications like the ones that SAP provides to our customers are very transactional, and you can anticipate the workflow, the people who need to be involved in that workflow, and so on, and they're great drivers of efficiency. And then what knowledge workers tend to really focus on is the interrupts. It's really managing by exception. So that if we take the 80-20 rule and say, okay, 80% of a company's operation can be predictable and it's a process-oriented thing and it can be embedded in application software like our own ERP or CRM systems, that's wonderful. But then the next 20% is where you're going to really spend a lot of time because those are the exceptions and the interrupts and the things that don't fit the pattern, a predictable pattern. And I think those are the places where these social media tools are going to be most important. So you're going to need to embed social media capabilities in order to respond to the emergency or the interruption or the exception. And I think that's one of the ways that Zia is describing this, is where in the transaction flow and where in the workflow would you need to quickly ramp up the way Twitter does, a quick work team to approve something or to provide a workaround or something to your normal day-to-day business. And then the other way that these social media tools will be embedded is really in project work. And SAP is a good example because we're a very global company. When we have a project team, it's typically people from all over the world in different time zones with different skills, all joining together to add their expertise on a particular project. And I think that's the other place where social media tools are going to be used, and it's really on the project work group level. Now, these can be predictable, whereas the managing by exception and so on are not as predictable. But really, they require the social media tools, or they benefit from the social media tools, where people can work together, even from different time zones and different geographies.
I know a couple years back there was a couple projects out there that were Web 2.0 related, and one of them was Harmony, and they were being run by this Imagineering division. Can you sort of give us an update on what's going on with Imagineering, whether it's still active, and what's going on with Harmony?
Sure. So I, in fact, even have, I believe, some patents on Harmony personally. This came out of the design team even before the Imagineering team. This was our own experimentation with social networking internally. Simple thing on Harmony is that there was no need for us to continue development in a kind of an internal skunkworks efforts on something that was completely available out of the box. So whether it's Facebook or now CubeTree is providing that capability, we created this, I think it was almost 4 or 5 years ago, way before these things were being used extensively. So Harmony still has some users internally, but it's been superseded by CubeTree, by Facebook, and other capabilities. The Imagineering team, I believe, is still continuing its work. But keep one thing in mind, though, as well, is it's even though it's an interesting name, it's not that Imagineering is only being done by the Imagineering team. The benefit of SAP and our approach and our culture is that we're pushing the envelope even 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the line across a range of product groups and businesses. We have the design team, which in fact I started, which is still there. We have the folks on the Imagineering team, so we have some specialist groups. We have a full research arm led by Ike Nasi here in the U.S. Vishal Sika, who's our chief technologist, is working on a range of things. So you can have some specialist teams here and there, but our general approach is how do we take each of the teams and ensure that a portion of their activity is as forward-looking as possible.
Thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP news.